This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Stephen A. Smith yesterday on First Take. He did his top five, Keith. Patriots number five.
Okay.
Not as controversial. Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Not as controversial as his top five wrestlers from a few weeks ago, which was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah, like Goldberg, number one wrestler all time.
Was he talking to Goldberg that day?
Is
that
why? No, he was talking to Triple H. Oh, I think he was trying to needle Triple H.
Got it.
Ready for this? Brag. I interviewed Triple H back in the day, way back in the day. And I asked him, like, what wrestler was, like, the most, like, unsafe in the ring? He's like, Goldberg.
Yeah. What was he doing?
I'm not going to save it. What was he doing?
Like, Ram-style stuff? He was, like, sharpening up the elbow pads?
Oh, I think, man, what was Triple H doing for why I interviewed him? Goldberg was doing? Yeah. No, he just didn't know how to wrestle. Like, he was, like, tackling guys like he's a football player. Like, there's a little bit of a dance to it. There's a nuance to wrestling.
I got it.
He was just, like, hitting guys for real, tackling guys for real. It's like, Bill. Knock it off, would you?
Calm down there, Goldberg.
This is predetermined. You're going to win. You're the man. You're the man. You're going to get your moves in. You don't have to elbow me in the face. What's wrong with you?
So Stephen A. had him five. Now, we were complaining a little bit yesterday. We thought ESPN's power rankings were a touch harsh. They were 14th there.
14th does seem super low when you have a head-to-head win over the team that I think they had third.
Okay, but doesn't five seem high?
Well, there's a lot of ground in between 5 and 14.
I agree. So I think PFT had him 10th. I think Yahoo had him 10th. That, to me, feels about right, where you're comfortably in a playoff spot, and if you come talk to me in a couple of weeks, maybe I feel better about them in the top five. But it's just an example, whether you like Stephen A's top five or not. It's just an example of people buying in on the Pats in general.
There are 14 teams in the NFL right now with four or more wins.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, based off of that, now, that doesn't mean they didn't have teams like, you know, the Chiefs are 3-3. So, if you want to say the Chiefs are better, fine. I'm not going to slug you in the gut. But 14 teams, if you're saying of those teams with those wins, they're the worst of that group, I think that's, like, a little bit strong. Like, I think they're better than the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Like, they're 4-2. But, yeah, I don't want to go too overboard. I think they have a good schedule. I think they're going to have a good record. But you're like, we have gone, maybe some of us, too far overboard. Right? Like, are they?
Did Taylor Kyle say he'd be disappointed if they're not top three in the AFC?
Yeah, but so again, I think there's a little nuance to that statement because it's the schedule. It doesn't mean like in his power rankings he'd be top three. But right now the top three teams in the conference are the Colts, Steelers, and Chargers.
Mm.
So without going through all their upcoming games, their schedule can't be easier than the Patriots. So I think the Patriots...
Patriots have the easiest strength of schedule left by like 100 points.
No, I believe it.
And so you know what happened? This happened last year with the Lions and the Vikings, where they both had these incredible records. So one of them technically had a top three record, but they were a wild card team.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So like if the Bills figure it out, couldn't the Bills and the Patriots both have a ton of wins and one of them will be on the road and the other one will have a home game?
Yeah.
So you might have one of the three best records, but you're not a top three seed. If that, I know, okay,
but if they were, but if they were not a top three seed, would you be disappointed?
No. Me if either. They make the playoffs, I'll be happy. This is the same conversation with the Red Sox. 2 months ago, you're like, if the Red Sox make the playoffs, is that a success? I'm like, yes, it is. If the Patriots make playoffs, success.
Come talk to me in December. Let's see how it's playing out and how they look, and I might amend my stance.
Well, if they're 15-2, I'll want a little bit more. But
sitting here today,
yeah,
I'm like, boy, if they're not top three seed, I'll be disappointed. Not me, but that again is a reflection of how people are now talking about the Pats. They're a top five team in the league. Taylor Kyles would be disappointed if they're not top three in the AFC. So, okay. I mean, now all of a sudden there are real expectations. How do you handle it? Yeah. I'm curious about that. What is their ceiling in the AFC? You were just getting into some of that. Like, what is it? Is
I think a playoff win now. Like, I had at the beginning
duck
of the year.
Boats.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year. It's duck boats. It's always duck boats. That's always the ceiling. No, at the beginning of the year, it was, all right, based off a bad schedule, improve players, improve coaching staff, you develop Drake May a little bit, you get into the playoffs and you lose. And hopefully it's more respectable than the Mac Jones 2021 loss to the Bills, where it was like never a game. But whatever, you lose, and you're like, all right, that's a good. See, that's a huge step forward.
You're talking about the game here, not the win game, which they won. The game
the playoff game.
Oh, the playoff game specifically. So those last two though were brutal. Like they couldn't get a stop in the regular season game or the playoff game. No. Yeah.
No. Now you're like, all right, like Drake May is playing really, really well. Steph Diggs is healthy and looks good. Kayshon Boutte is a legitimate NFL wide receiver, and the offensive line is better six games in than I thought. So could they be frisky and, depending on opponent in the first round, win a game? I don't see why not.
Yeah, I think if you're talking ceiling, they're really the scariest team in the AFC is currently behind the Patriots at 3-3, I think, in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they wouldn't be in the playoffs today is the best team in the conference.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
That's probably the scariest team to line up against. The Bills, I still respect. I know the Patriots just beat them. So I still respect them.
Ooh, but Jones power rankings?
You've proven Chiefs, you can beat them. Yeah, probably.
Who's three? Yeah.
It's not Pittsburgh.
Colts?
I know the Pittsburgh beat them. Pittsburgh beat them. It's not Pittsburgh.
I might say Denver.
Yeah.
I'll say Denver because their defense is nasty. Bo Pix is he's clutch.
I want to say Jacksonville, but I don't believe it for my guy Liam Collins.
No, it's not him. That's a good story. I mean, they're good.
Chargers have not looked good since the first couple of weeks of the year. They did win last week, but they almost lost to Tua and the Dolphins.
I think the Broncos will still win that division.
Yeah, it might be Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about their ceiling, is this a team that could go on a run through the AFC? Yeah.
Yeah.
But should they get to the playoffs and win a game? Yeah, I think that's a reasonable expectation now for them. Whereas before, we're like, just get in. 9 or 10 wins,
my God.
Just get in. We'll be pretty happy with that. We'll bitch about a playoff loss if you get there, especially if I see what you're saying earlier. If it's not a real playoff loss, you get blown out like Mac did.
Like you were there.
We'll bitch about it, but I'd feel pretty good about that. Now, should they be able to win a game at a wide-open AFC? We're probably still early saying that.
We are.
But inching up that expectation, I think, is fair based on the remaining schedule. And even independent of that, how it looks like Drake May has arrived. I mean, if you have one of those quarterbacks, you can win playoff games. You can go on runs. We've seen it with second-year quarterbacks a ton in the past. Yeah. Breaking out, coming seemingly out of nowhere, and going on a run all the way to a Super Bowl, Joe Burrow style. I mean, mm-hmm. We've seen that.
They have 11 games left. We'll say Atlanta now becomes more like a good game.
Call Atlanta a toss-up. So Atlanta's here, right? So still be favored in that, I think.
Probably. Let's see how the next two games. If they're on a five-game winning streak, they'll be favored.
Call that one a toss-up.
Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay is a good one.
You can lose that one. That's fine.
Rematch with Buffalo. And then at Baltimore, assuming Lamar's playing and like their playoff lives are
at Baltimore, I'd still feel
That's a tough one.
No one wants them to lose, but they're not sweeping the rest of the schedule either. Yeah, Tampa, Baltimore, and the Bills games.
Baltimore's
defense still
blows.
Atlanta's a toss-up, yep.
But that's four games, and we're trying to talk in two of them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a seven games where they should be healthy favorites.
Their remaining strength of schedule is 308. The next closest is the Bengals at 397.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bengals are not going to win a lot of those.
No, they're not. And they have a head-to-head with the Bengals, in fact. So,
and you guys are talking about the Colts and the Chargers. The Colts have the fifth hardest strength of schedule left. The Chargers have the ninth.
Yeah, do either of those teams even win their divisions?
Chargers, no. Colts.
You get the Jags?
Maybe not.
Maybe sniping them.
Titans are still there.
looming. Looming over all this right now.
Yeah, I would
Chargers, yeah. I don't think are winning that division.
I'd probably bet against Paul. I mean, do the Steelers win their division?
Yeah. No, there's going to be a lot of turnover. It's
Steelers'
what the
strength of schedule is 27.
Say it again?
Steelers' strength of schedule is ranked 27th.
Got it. Well, I wonder how much. Hardest. I wonder how much of that Baltimore, because they're 1-5, screws with it. But
definitely.
I said this yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Baltimore is a playoff team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's not a prediction.
But you had somebody very angry with you on the text line.
I couldn't believe you said that. I looked it up. For someone who was so mad about that take, I looked it up. As of yesterday, they were plus 115 to make the playoffs. I don't think plus 115 is worth the string of texts we got yesterday about that take.
But they have better odds to come out of the AFC than the Patriots.
It was a bit hot to say Baltimore could still be a playoff team,
no,
I guess.
It's a juicy take.
Yeah, but plus 115 is not like lose your mind on the text line over that take.
Lamar might play the rest of the season, right? Like they have a bye week this week.
I think he'll be back after the bye week, and play the rest of the year. Probably at an MVP level.
Could need to score 60 points a game, but he'll be back.
He will, and he can. But like, he's shown it.
Do you believe in Pittsburgh? I still don't.
No.
I don't at
Pittsburgh,
all.
Pittsburgh, Indy, and even San Diego or LA, I kind of lumped together.
By the way, could you bet this? The four teams winning the AFC right now, Colts, Steelers, Chargers, Patriots, maybe none of them actually win the division.
Correct.
How do you bet that?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you can bet that, because I think if you were to go through and look at all the different odds just to win the respective divisions, I bet Bills and Chiefs are better. I bet
Are the odds on favorite to win. I know that. The Bills probably are, yeah.
Pittsburgh has a pretty healthy lead now on like Baltimore, and then Cincinnati and Cleveland are both horrible. So they probably are the favorite. But yeah, there's gonna be a lot of there's 6 weeks into the season. There's gonna be a lot more change.
617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Keith, how bad is Tennessee in this situation? I read you the comment earlier today. I'm just very amused by Cam Ward.
Yeah, I mean, man.
Ward, with Mike Silver at The Athletic, was asked to grade his performance. Now, this is, again, a man who, in front of the media, not Jabril Peppers mic'd up. You pointed this out earlier.
No, he was, like, caught talking to Saquon Barkley. It was, like, meant just for him.
Jabril Peppers is on a hot mic, and he's like, you're lucky we're ass.
Yeah.
Okay, Cam Ward, to the media, after a loss earlier this year, is like, yeah, we're playing like ass.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it a buck.
If we're keeping it a buck, we're ass.
No, we're effing ass, I think is what he said. Like, he was not having it.
So Mike Silver, and this guy keeps it a buck, Keith.
Sure.
Cam Ward is keeping it a buck.
If nothing else.
Okay.
I mean, we're keeping a buck right now, we ass.
Okay.
Great.
That's Cam Ward.
Great pullback. Great callback there, Nick. So that's Cam Ward. Mike Silver goes, grade your play. And he graded himself an F. But he also
said, himself.
Yeah, he also said, I'm not playing how I want to play right now. Reasonable.
Okay.
He says, but once I do, once I play how I want to play.
Yeah, when's that?
I think the league will be effed.
Oh, my God.
So that is, that's a rational confidence on the other side.
Yeah.
Where it does make you wonder.
Brutal honesty and then also a ton of confidence. Okay. It's somewhere in the middle.
It does make you wonder if they really even understand what's coming for them this weekend with Mike Vrabel and his return to Nashville.
Cam Ward, number one pick in the draft. His head coach was fired after six games.
Yeah.
He has been sacked a league-high 25 times.
And I'll tell you from watching him, a lot of those are his fault. Not just the O-line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More interceptions than touchdowns.
That's not ideal.
Completing 55% of his passes.
Are you counting the game-winning touchdown they kicked into the end zone? Are you counting that
one? That's a touchdown.
Oh, okay, good.
Completion percentage of 55, which If this was 1925, that would be great.
Yeah.
It's 2025. It is poor.
Otto Graham's like, that's a nice completion.
He's like, 55%? Yeah. More than half your passes? Drake May completes like 75%.
Yep.
Just to make it clear. Yeah, they're kind of a mess. I mean, they have Tony Pollard, who I would take, by the way. Tony Pollard, get him off of that team. Put him here. I think that'd be pretty good. Calvin Ridley, who I wanted a couple years ago.
Is he going to play? I think he's hurt, isn't he?
He had a hamstring that he left the game with.
So yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
Okay.
So although maybe he's more likely to play without Brian Callahan there. I have a feeling they're going to be a little more bought in, but I don't know that that matters when you have the quarterback saying, when I figure it out, the league's effed.
No, they're
and
bad.
Some of this personnel. I mean, it's horrible.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons is good on defense, and that ends the list. So, yeah, this is one where Patriots are favored by, what, 7.5 on the road, which you don't see all the time. And so I still like the Pats.
As Twitch chat. Jones, you picking the Titans to win the division might be one of your worst takes. It's up there.
It's certainly up there.
I do think I identified the right division to pick somebody to come out of nowhere. Like, did everybody else pick? You guys all pick the Texans? What did you guys pick?
Probably Houston.
I feel like I identified the right division to go with a bold flavor, but I did not pick the right team.
Colts.
You meant Colts.
Yeah.
Or Jags. Colts or Jags would have been fine.
Good point.
I stumbled. I had three teams to choose from, and I went with the wrong one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to be bold with your preseason predictions.
Yeah, I guess.
This one was flew a little too close to the sun.
Real bold.
On this one.
Spicy.
But no,
once you get in now, they're plus the Titans, plus 50,000 to win the division.
Oh, now's the time, Jones. Slow play it. Get in now.
I like the tweet. I saw this the other week. Someone's like, look, I mean, you need to go out there and make a bold bet. He's like, if you bet 10 on the Titans at plus 50,000, you'll lose $10. It's like this team
that
has,
is definitely true.
Team has no chance. So I think the Titans are in a little bit peskier, to use a word you used earlier this week, Keith.
Yeah.
Without Brian Callahan, there's a chance that the guys actually decide to play for a game. And I don't know that Mike McCoy is the right kind of coach for that. He wasn't when he was with the Chargers.
No.
He's not a leader of men that rallies the troops and gets guys to want to play, to use a cliche. But just the absence of Brian Callahan, maybe they get their backs up a little bit.
No, I think it gives them like a little bit like a puncher's chance.
But you gotta balance that with Vrabel absolutely, whether he says it or not, wanting to rip their guts out.
Yep.
Next weekend.
I agree.
Or rather, this coming weekend. So I don't know how you square all that away, but it's probably a Patriots win.
By the way, yeah, I'll take the Patriots, and I'll take them to cover. I was looking at the Jones and Keefe official picks prior to the season. Billy Lanny, AFC South Colts.
Nice, Billy!
There you go, Bill.
And Billy won the predictions last year.
He did.
So that means you guys both had the Texans.
Me and Nick both had the Texans.
So the chalk was not... Well, how many wins do the Texans have? Just two?
They're in the bye.
Yeah, they had a bye week, though.
Titans are right behind them.
But they're on a heater. They won their last two. They look a lot better. They're motivated now.
Titans have won one of their last two.
That's true.
I don't want to talk about how they won it.
No.
DeMarcado's fumble and then a pick that got fumbled into the end zone.
We did not get first coach fired, sadly.
No, but Billy pretty good at these preseason predictions.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you.
Yep.
Colts.
Yeah, these aren't bad.
Very respectable.
Uh-huh.
Do you think this is the week to get the run game going? We were talking about getting it going.
Hmm.
Every week, I feel like they have good match. The Saints were a good matchup to get the run game going, and they couldn't do it.
No, I would say no, too. I think the last couple weeks, like you were saying, you're like, all right, this could be it. This could be the time. Maybe more Henderson. Maybe we'll see what that looks like. And no.
Do you think the fumbling is in Stevens' head?
It has to be. I think it absolutely has to be.
I think that's at least a good thing. Like, I'd rather have him hold on to the ball and just not run for anything, then fumble the ball and pick up the 3 yards of carry he was doing before. So it's probably a good thing he's focused on it. It feels like he hasn't quite been dialed in on it enough in his entire career.
Right.
So it's probably a good thing he's focused on it, but I guarantee that's screwing with him.
Yeah, it has to be. And so was 13 carries for 18 yards last week, something insane. Like, oh, you held on to him. It's like, great. You also need to maybe break a tackle. Because I don't know, you hear... Well, the offensive line is doing a good job at the first level, but not the second level. I'm like, well, they can't block everybody. Like, at some point, the running back needs to make somebody miss.
Right. But you need to block at the third level, too? Like, make a guy miss.
Was it last year? Maybe it was the year before where Ramondre Stevenson was one of those guys that, like, almost because the offensive line was so bad, like, all of his yards were after contact. It was like 500 yards total, 495 after contact.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. Like, that's the guy was getting hit in the backfield all the time. And still seemed to be better, had a higher average yards per carry than he does now. So, yeah, like until I see it, I think it's hard to predict a breakout from the running game.
Yeah.
Like it hasn't happened.
And I don't think, I mean, maybe the way to do it would be to give Trevion Henderson more of the work, but I don't think he's been deserving of that. I was reading Graziano and Fowler. They said the Patriots are a team to watch with a trade.
Oh, my eyes are open.
They're a team that is being brought up within league circles to go make a trade. The Chargers is another team that feels like they're going to make a trade at running back. So you got to outmaneuver Harbaugh and the GM there. But if you want to go get a running back and there are teams looking to make a move, that's one of the ones being talked about, according to Graziano and Fowler over at ESPN.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.